Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada with the Rusk Report. We're very honored to have back by popular demand a man who is on a national TV and national radio and on the wire service, Erie County Clerk Michael P. Kearns, who's shown great courage and strength, not wanting to have illegal residents in Erie County, New York, register for driver's licenses when they should not be in Erie County. And it opens the door to voter fraud, welfare fraud, free education, food stamps, and many other benefits for people who are here illegally. Michael P. Kearns, best known as Mickey, has served the greater Buffalo area in elected office for more than a decade, representing constituents in the Common Council in Buffalo, New York State Assembly, and currently as Erie County Clerk. After earning his Bachelor of Arts degree in Political Science from Canisius College, Mickey Kearns entered public service as a sanitation worker for the City of Buffalo. He credits this period of his life for teaching him the value of hard work, honesty, and dedication to one's family, friends, neighbors, and community. A great role model for all of us, a man of tremendous courage. Let's review the situation where the Governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, wants to give illegal residents in Erie County driver's licenses. Why are you against this?
Well, Brian, first of all, thank you for that beautiful introduction. It's always an honor to be on your show. I have requested that the Erie County Attorney's Office represent me because we have a very strong argument that Governor Cuomo's green light legislation opposes county clerks, all county clerks throughout the state of New York, who operate auto bureaus to federal criminal liability if we follow the state law, and I can explain that. And if we follow the federal law, we are subject to removal from office by the governor. So right now, if we harbor or conceal or shield an illegal person, someone who's here illegally, and that's by me giving them a driver's license, I would be breaking federal law. If I'm breaking federal law, I have criminal liability. And, of course, I took an oath of office to not only uphold the state constitution, but the federal constitution. If I were to not give driver's licenses, which I'm not going to, and I've said that many, many times, even on your show, then I open myself up to removal by either the governor, who has that power in the state constitution. So it's almost like I use the analogy that something's got to give. If you remember the game when we were kids, pickle in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of pickle in the middle. If I violate federal law, I face some type of action. And if I violate state law, I face state action. So we decided to file the declaratory judgment with the courts and ask for an opinion of the courts and base this on the law. You know, I've been saying this, that, you know, my objection has been rooted in the law because I believe, and I believe that, you know, this law is unconstitutional. So we were seeking an injunction to prevent the law from going into effect prior to a final decision from the courts. So I know that's a lot of legalese, but basically, being a former state official, just like the SAFE Act, this was very hastily done, The State's Clerks Association was not informed or consulted when it came to this law. Law enforcement was not informed and consulted. So there's many, many different reasons why I believe this wrong law is not correct. And the final one is, Brian, that, you know, when you talk about illegality, you know, if you come into the clerk's office and you look to renew your license and you haven't paid your child support and you broke the law, we, you know, we do not give you a license because you violated the law. If you violated a vehicle traffic law, if you have a DWI, we can revoke your license. We have people here that came here to this country illegally. They violated the law. They have violated the law, and we're giving them the honor of a driver's license. And really, every day, because of the Real ID Act, we have to turn away hardworking taxpayers, veterans, seniors, people who are taxpayers, people who have been here legally. We have to turn them away because under the Real ID Act, Congress passed after we were attacked in 9/11. We have to be compliant October 1st, 2020. You have to prevent. You have to present to the county clerk and the other clerks original documentation, a Social Security card, your birth certificate. And under this law, they would not have to present a Social Security card. So when you talk about a less stringent process for people who are not here illegally, I think people are very upset, and it just really flies in the face of any type of common sense.
Well, doesn't that give them preferential treatment if they don't have to meet the standards that the average citizen in Erie County has to meet? It sounds like they're being put on a pedestal.
I do believe, because there's also a provision in the law that when a agency is requesting information, a federal agency such as ICE, the commissioner has to give them 3-day notice, 3 days notification. And I think that's once again, an extra right that has been given to them. And you could argue, and it's been argued, well, everyone has that right under the new law. However, how many law-abiding people are dealing with ICE on a daily basis? I would say not too many.
No.
So that was drafted for specifically for those people who are here illegally. And once again, I do think that it's not fair. And when you're talking about a fairness question, remember, under the Real ID Act, which you have to be compliant by October 1st, 2020, you will not be able to fly domestically on a plane, going to Canada, or entering a federal building without either a Real ID or an enhanced driver's license. And, Brian, we have people that come in, especially many people, many women who have been married for 40, 50, or 60 years, and their birth certificate has one name, obviously the name that their God-given name that they inherited from their parents, and then they marry someone, and they have a different name. Well, under the law, we have to have the linkage. We need an original marriage certificate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's just a standard for citizens, which I believe under the Real ID Act was a good law. I do think that if it makes us safer, I think Congress was thinking the correct way, having a federal database. However, giving preference to people who are here illegally, who have violated the law, I think sends a bad message to people. And that's why I'm challenging this in court, that it is unconstitutional. I do believe it is unconstitutional under the Supremacy Clause.
Well, the Erie County Sheriff, Tim Howard, has also said that when he pulls an illegal resident over in an automobile, they can't look up their records, where regular drivers, they can look up their records. So that sounds like preferential treatment also.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And I think when you look at the facts, I think we have the facts on our side. I think we have the constitutionality on our side. Remember, Constitution, the state or the federal Constitution always trumps state law. When you were a local official, I could not draft a law as a Buffalo Common Council member that superseded state law. As a state lawmaker, you cannot draft a law that supersedes the Constitution. The federal government and the courts have declared this have always had control over immigration. It's a federal issue. Immigration is not a state issue. And we believe under this, in our lawsuit, that if I issue driver's licenses to illegal, I will be concealing and harboring them from law enforcement. And as you know, I am not going to break federal law in order to comply with this law.
We have as our guest a man of tremendous courage and strength, the Erie County Clerk, in Buffalo, New York. Michael P. Kearns, if you're listening in Cheektowaga, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. We have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. And a little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores for home delivery. Call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to mention, coming up on this program, we'll have Tim Howard, Erie County Sheriff, Jim Lewicki, President of the Polish American Congress, West New York Division. I'd like to thank those who've contacted us regarding General Jacques Klein, Stefan Mahaliu, and Congressman Tom Reed on this program. A little bit more information about Mickey Kearns. He went on to work in the private sector, eventually becoming vice president of the family-owned Kearns and Associates. While there, he guided not-for-profits, parishes, educational institutions, and healthcare providers through the fundraising process and saw firsthand the struggles that small business owners face and the importance of not-for-profits in the community we serve. Let's talk about voter fraud, and this is something that County Comptroller Stefan Mahaliu has talked about. If people get who are illegally here get a driver's license, then they can go and register to vote illegally because they're not legal residents of Western New York. Your feelings on this, Mickey Kearns?
I attended the state conference for Erie for county clerks in Syracuse, New York, Brian. And one of the main topics that many of the clerks are very concerned about is people who are here illegally that will be able to be given the opportunity to vote. You know, our democracy, the foundation of our democracy, is based on fair elections, making sure that people who are legally able here to vote and participate in the process. And listen, I've won elections and I've lost elections. And at the end of the night, you accept it that they've been fair and honest, and they're good elections. However, many of the clerks are very concerned that we're going to be participating in federal and state fraud because, according to the motor voter law, New York State, when you come into an auto bureau, the equipment is front-facing. The people who comes in, they get to answer the question. That's not done by one of my workers. That's done at a kiosk of a front-facing device. And they ask them that question. And whether they knowingly or unknowingly make the mistake, once they say yes, they have that right to vote. There is no check at the auto bureau. We do not check to make sure that person is a citizen or not a citizen. There is no check at the Board of Elections. So we have a concern. And, you know, the mainstream media likes to talk about interference in elections. And they like to talk about meddling in federal elections. We have got a serious problem here in New York State. We could have 195 countries. There's 195 countries that could participate as part of New York State that could be voting in the election process. I mean, to me, oh my gosh, you talk about fairness, you talk about the sanctity of the ballot box. This is very concerning to me, and this is something that I think needs to be addressed, and we're hopeful that even when the sponsors of the bill are on the Senate and the Assembly floor, and they say admittedly that there are already people in New York State voting here illegally. Admittedly. And to me, it's a travesty because when we teach young people about democracy, there's always a fairness to it. There is a winner and there is a loser, but there's never been a time where there's been any question into an election like we've talked about over the past couple of years. And to me, I really feel that the possibility of voter fraud is very high.
Mickey Kearns, Erie County Clerk, very popular fellow who's now on national TV and radio, and we cover 17 states with the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Let's talk about these people being deported. If they are here illegally, I would think they shouldn't be driving, they shouldn't be getting welfare benefits, they shouldn't get free education, health care, food stamps. Shouldn't they be deported?
Well, here it is, Brian, and it's in my lawsuit. You know, according to the sponsors and the supporters of the bill, the green light law allows individuals here illegally in the United States to get to and from work. And they assure that, you know, industries have the labor they need to keep things going. However, there's one problem with that. Under the Immigration and Reform and Control Act of 1986 under Ronald Reagan, it makes it illegal, right now, today, it makes it illegal for employers to knowingly hire, recruit, or refer or continue to employ unauthorized workers, meaning that, listen, if you're here illegally, you cannot be here. So once again, we have a violation of federal law when we hear about trying to get people to and from work. There is no need for them to get to and from work because they're not supposed to be here. It can't get any more clear than that. So when we talk about people who have been here for, they've overstayed their welcome. It's ironic. Tomorrow, I'm going to go to a ceremony of 65 people who did it the legal way. And I'm going to shake each one of their hands and I'm going to say, thank you. Welcome to this country. Welcome to becoming a proper citizen. There's a pathway to citizenship. No one is against that. We are a very open country. However, you need permission to get in this country, remember. And then the second thing is you need paperwork and you have to follow the process. The three P's, I like to call them. And these people violate the three P's.
Let's talk about your work with ICE. I believe that you met with people with ICE. We have some radical left congressional representatives, such as AOC and others, and Senator Gillibrand, that want to do away with ICE and do away with our national borders. How do you find these people at ICE? You met with them. Are these professional, honest, decent people? Tell us what you think of them.
First of all, I want to thank them for their service. Every day, they put themselves in harm's way. I mean, they are law enforcement. And if you think about it, if someone is here, a dangerous criminal, a murderer, if someone has to kill someone to stay here, they'll do it. And we know that there's instances of people who've overstayed their welcome. That young little girl who was jogging, she was murdered on the side of the road, left for dead. For me, these people are professional. They're part of our homeland security. Remember, we forget two things, Brian. Number one, we are at war today. We're at war with terrorism. And even though we don't have a draft and we live our lives, we're very lucky as a country, we're continually at war. There's people that are overseas putting their lives on the line. But there are also people at home. They're on the front line, and I consider Homeland Security, ICE, the front line of protecting us against people who are not only here illegally, but from criminals and other actions to keep our country safe. You know, whether it's President Trump or any other president, we do our best and the people do our best to protect our country from another 9/11. It could happen again. Anything is possible. So they work hard to protect us every day so we can have freedom. So for me, I pray for those people, the men and women who keep us safe on the front lines, and I praise them. And I think people who say that we need to eliminate ICE are, one, they're unpatriotic, and to me, they're not fit to serve. They should not be serving in that office that they're serving in.
We're learning a great deal from a very courageous and strong man, Erie County Clerk in Buffalo, New York, Michael P. Kearns, who's been on national TV and on the wire services for the last couple weeks. He has been refusing, because it is illegal, to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Mickey Kearns. If you're listening in Toronto, South Buffalo, or Northern Florida, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, here, The Rusk Report, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we always read cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as this station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. A little bit more information about Mickey Kearns, Erie County Clerk. In 05, Mickey was elected as the South District Council Member in the City of Buffalo. As a City of Buffalo Common Council Member, Mickey developed a reputation for tackling difficult issues head-on and providing an independent voice for constituents on all ends of the political spectrum. He also got a lot of play when he went after the former Speaker of the New York State Assembly, who now, I believe, has been sentenced to many years in jail, who stood up to Sheldon Silver, Michael P. Mickey Kearns. Where is Sheldon Silver now? He's appealing this case of millions of dollars of stealing from the taxpayers?
Yeah, you know, he monetized that office, and many people looked the other way. And to me, I think it was an egregious use of power. You know, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And he is the definition of that. That should be put next to that definition, his picture. He utilized the state office to monetize that office for his family and his friends. And, you know, when you're in public service, you're there for the public. You're not there to line your own pockets. So I know he's been fighting that in court. He lost his latest battle. And for me, we need elected officials there to uphold the law, and it's something, I'll tell you, I'll be quite honest, it doesn't make me popular, but I'm a big believer in at the federal and state level on term limits. Like, a lot of people don't like that, but even if it's term limits on leadership positions, we need to let people know that they can't be in these offices and use these offices for personal gain.
Very good. Let's talk about this situation being a violation of our laws. To have illegal aliens illegally in Erie County, New York, getting driver's licenses. How is it against the law for these people to be here, and how is it against the law for them to be driving and getting licenses when they're here illegally?
Well, first of all, you know, under federal immigration law, it is a felony for any person who knowingly, you know, conceals, harbor, or shields them. That's anyone. That's you have violated the federal law if you conceal, harbor, or shield someone who is here illegally. It's a felony. So, you know, Congress has very broad, and the federal government has very broad power over immigration. And that's why they, you know, in addition to passing the criminal statute, they have passed comprehensive immigration legislation. So, you know, Iraq, I use the IRCA, the Immigration and Reform Control Act. I say that because if you are employing someone and you're listening to this show, and you're employing someone right now, you are violating federal law. I mean, and that's a very serious action. You're talking about a felony. So people who are here, they've overstayed their welcome. They are in violation of immigration law. Secondarily, you know, people who are employing people who are here illegally are violation federal law. You know, here's the great thing about Western New York, Brian. You know, as part of the business community, Western New York, Erie County, we're an international community. Buffalo is an international city. We border Canada. There are many different corporations that do work with Canada. They're global companies. We want business here. We're at least, I'm pro-business in the sense of we want people to be able to come here to work. So there is that right now the federal government builds into the law visas and opportunities for people to be here for short periods of time, even to get their green card and work here. So we understand how important that is to our economy, how important these companies are, and we want to work with them. So we work with people every day in the clerk's office providing licenses for people, but they have to have the proper documentation. And if you don't have the proper documentation, that's why I said, number one, you got to have permission to be here. You know, if you look at, if you ever gone to Ellis Island in New York, I remember.
That's where my parents came from, Poland, to Ellis Island.
They had permission. Yeah. They had permission. That's number one. They just didn't come here on the island. And then what did they have? They had paperwork. They had the proper paperwork. And then what's the final thing? They followed the process. And that's why I always said the three P's. And people have revisionary memories when it comes to history. People just didn't walk into this country. There are laws. And if we want to be a sovereign country, if we want to be a country of borders, then we got to have laws. If we do not have laws anymore, then that will be the breakdown of this great country. And that's something that I fear, and that is why I'm so adamant, and I'm going to fight this to the end, that this is a violation of federal immigration law.
Let me ask you this tough question. Andrew Cuomo, you say, could possibly remove you as Erie County Clerk because you believe you are following the federal laws, that these people should not be here, they should not be driving, they should not get driver's licenses. What are you going to do if Cuomo decides Mickey Kern should be removed from office? What are you going to do?
Well, one of the things we are doing, I mentioned earlier, is that I was at a statewide conference with my fellow clerks, and we're trying to build a coalition. I am not the only clerk that does not want to do this. The Niagara County clerk, the Rensselaer County clerk, there are other clerks that are saying they will not comply with the law if it goes in effect, if we're not successful in court. I'm hopeful we're going to be successful in court, but we could only make our case to the courts. So there are other clerks saying that we need to stick together, and if the governor wants to remove me, he's going to have to remove 20 other clerks. And the one thing I do know about Governor Cuomo, we act as an agent of the state. The clerk's office throughout the state of New York, as part of as being a former state legislator, we bring in about $1 billion of money for the state. That's a lot of money when you're talking about passive income from the state. They don't have to employ any employees, hardly as much as we do from the county level. We only get 12.75% per transaction that we do on behalf of the state. That's a pretty good return, nearly 88% return with little effort. They have a small staff of employees. But from those 52 clerks that process his licenses, I do believe that there will be other that will follow suit from me. So I'm hopeful that everyone stays strong. And, Brian, I can only do what I can do. And once again, I do know that there is a process that, you know, I can, there is a due process for me, but I hope it never gets to that point. I hope we're successful in court.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years. We have had a tremendous leader of Western New York with great courage and strength, Mickey Michael P. Kearns, Erie County Clerk. Again, any thoughts or comments, write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Thank you for enlightening us about the driver's licenses for illegal aliens, Mickey Kearns. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.